Good Thursday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses.
And I'm Anna Palmer. Happy Government Shutdown Day. Make no mistake, there's a chance, of course it's a small one, we think, that the government could shut down tonight. It's not likely, but Republicans and Democrats are attempting to do hand flips on a tight wire at the moment. Here's a reminder of what's at stake. Government funding runs out tonight, and Congress isn't attempting, as usual, to merely avoid a government shutdown today. This bill up for consideration is a major spending bill, as Washington has seen since the stimulus in 2009. If President Barack Obama proposed this, he would have been laughed out of the room.
Remember, in 2011, Congress passed the Budget Control Act, which attempted to control what Republicans considered profligate spending. They're basically undoing that with this bill. Yes, this bill averts a shutdown, but that's only a tiny sliver of what it does. It sets the stage to boost spending by roughly $300 billion over the next few years. It kicks in another at least $80 billion in disaster spending. Even most Texans seem pleased at the moment. And it suspends the debt limited till March 2019, basically telling Congress it could spend whatever amount of money it wants between now and then. That's a big win for Republicans who don't want to vote on the debt limit before the midterm elections. Here's what today will look like. The Senate is expected to take up and pass this bill early in the afternoon. They'll probably pass it with 70 plus votes and leave town for the weekend.
Per usual, the House is where things get tricky. In order to pass this bill, it will need to attract significant support from Democrats and Republicans alike. On the Republican side, we've heard estimates that anywhere from 120 to 150 Republicans will vote yes. The House has 238 Republicans. That would mean that on the low end, 70-something Democrats would need to vote yes. There are 193 Democrats. The path to victory in the GOP is through defense hawks, who get a massive increase in military spending both by President Donald Trump and Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. The remaining fiscal hawks are throwing a fit, as is the House Freedom Caucus. Disaster state lawmakers seem somewhat pleased with the aid package. And of course, it's Christmas for appropriators.
There are Democrats who want to vote yes, and many of them have told us this. The caucus is split between lawmakers who want Nancy Pelosi to try to block everything in favor of a DACA deal, and lawmakers who want a DACA deal but accept that blocking other legislation will not do anything to assuage Republicans to give them a deal. In reality, Democrats win in this bill. This massive spending increase was unthinkable just a few years ago. This will be an interesting moment for Paul Ryan. When he was about to take the speakership from John Boehner, he railed against a package just like this. He took some heat yesterday from Republicans who feel cut out by this process. There's a lot of chatter that a man seeking another term as Speaker would never put this bill on the floor. At the moment, it's just that, chatter.
Not all Republicans are falling in line behind Trump's desire for a military parade. Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana told NBC that, quote, "Confidence is silent and insecurity is loud. America is the most powerful country in all of human history. Everybody knows it, and we don't need to show it off." But Matt Latimer in Politico magazine has another view, that it's political genius because Trump's daring Democrats to oppose it. Rachel Bade and John Bresnahan have a big read this morning on the fall of California Republican Duncan Hunter, the two report on the criminal investigation into Hunter and questions surrounding improper use of political funds for personal use.
Andrew Restuccia and Ileana Johnson have the latest on Rob Porter. The two report that Trump Chief of Staff John Kelly put out a new statement where he says he was shocked by the allegations of domestic abuse and condemns domestic violence. But the New York Times reports that Porter's problems were not a complete secret at the White House, as both of his ex-wives' allegations against him contributed to a delay in granting him a permanent security clearance. Meanwhile, Ileana has another story on Kelly's hunt for a number two and how it's dragged on for more than 4 months and shows no sign of wrapping up soon.
The president is heading to the Washington Hilton this morning as he participates in a bilateral meeting with the president of Guatemala. He will then deliver remarks at the National Prayer Breakfast. Later this morning, the president will meet with Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. He's having lunch with Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin, followed by a meeting with Henry Kissinger. In the juice, we've got a first in playbook. Tevi Troy has been named as Vice President of Public Policy at Juul Labs, a company that's trying to provide smokers an alternative to cigarettes. And the NRCC just dropped another $362,586 on media in the Pennsylvania special election to replace Tim Murphy. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.